I'm Ben, and you're listening to the Sound Logic Podcast.
This is Mike. Each episode, we discuss one of music's greatest albums from Rolling Stone magazine's top 500 list.
Brought to you by two guys with no credentials.
Hey, you know who's awesome, though? Jim Croce.
Yeah. How about that?
Did you start listening to that?
Yeah. I don't even think that's a name that I would have been able to...
No.
Say I'd heard of, but I definitely have heard many of his songs.
Yeah, same. I started listening to one of his albums, and I knew almost half of it, and didn't even know. I heard Time in a Bottle probably a few years ago, but still I didn't know it was him. And then when I learned who it was and heard a couple other things, I think it was about a year ago, I was going to do some music at the car show with a guy that I worked with. And he was like a musician who gigs like several times a week. And he goes, how about Bad Bad Leroy Brown? And I was like, I don't know that song. He started playing it and I was like, nah, I haven't heard it. So I looked it up later and it was Jim Croce. And I was like, I don't think I've ever heard of this guy, maybe heard his name. And then all of a sudden it was when you notice something, then you see it and hear it everywhere.
Yep.
It's really cool.
Yeah, I've got a like classic rock dinner party on my phone that I play car trips, or it's a Spotify playlist, I think, or maybe the Amazon Prime. He's on there a bunch of times. And never really thought about it before. Bad Bad Leroy Brown was a song that my eighth grade teacher had us do line dancing to. And there's a scene on Friends, the TV show Friends, where I don't know, there's some joke made about how that's the only song Ross can play on the piano or something like that. That song I've known forever.
It's funny. If you like what you hear, subscribe on your favorite podcast app and write a review.
Send us a message at our Facebook page, on Instagram, or through our SoundLogic Podcast Twitter feed. Thanks for listening.